AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A showdown between the U.S. and Iran appears to be brewing in the waters of the Persian Gulf and beyond. Saga Magani has details.
President Trump says the U.S. military has started a blockade of Iranian ports as part of his pressure to force the Strait of Hormuz's reopening.
They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen.
Iran is now threatening all ports in the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. The latest rhetoric comes after weekend talks aimed at ending the war failed. But the president says the U.S. is still willing to engage.
We've been called this morning by the right people, the appropriate people, and they want to work a deal.
Speaking at the Brookings Institution, Finnish President Alexander Stubb says the president has to face a reality.
Iran holds a lot of the cards right now.
Namely,
the Straits of Hormuz has basically become a de facto nuclear weapon.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's engaged in a dispute with Pope Leo, criticizing the pontiff's opposition to the war in Iran. After lashing out Sunday night, reporters asked Monday if he might have any regrets.
No, I don't, because Pope Leo said things that are wrong. He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you cannot have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result.
Our Nicole Winfield's traveling with the Pope.
Pope Leo says he doesn't want to enter into a debate, but he will not shy away from announcing the gospel, especially the gospel passage, "Blessed are the peacemakers." He said anyone who doesn't understand that his insistent calls for peace and reconciliation is rooted in the gospel. He said he was sorry for the words of President Donald Trump, but he would not shy away from announcing the gospel and that he was not afraid of the Trump administration.
The House Ethics Committee has opened an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell. This is AP News. Damian Troisi has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose 1%. The benchmark index has fully recovered its losses caused by the war with Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. Oil prices rose back above $100 per barrel. Shipping through the vital Strait of Hormuz has essentially stalled since February. Ceasefire talks failed to end the war with Iran over the weekend. The U.S. military is preparing to blockade Iranian ports. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. Stocks fell broadly in Europe. Damian Troisi, New York.
Home sales fell 3.6% in March as the spring home buying season got underway. That from the National Association of Realtors. The national median sales price rose to just below $409,000. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.